Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this edition of Big Pimpin' Trending G's. Okay, shout out UGK and Jay-Z on that. Even though we are celebrating Beyonce's musical contributions the last few days, and probably for the foreseeable future, as somehow the album does better than all subsequent albums, which means sounds like the momentum will not stop. Anyway, thank you for joining me. I am Miles Gray, and I'm joined by super producer Becca Ramos. Hi, Becca.
Hello, hello. I will say this. We won't go deep into Beyonce, but something I love about her is that everything she puts out, she is constantly always evolving into like a newer, better, crazier skin, and it's so cool. Like, mm-hmm. I remember how I felt when Beyonce self-titled dropped, and mm-hmm. then, like, I even remember where I, like, was. I was like on my way to Disney World with my family, and then I remember when Lemonade dropped. I was like, so you know, I just and that's why with you. I stan.
Yeah, I mean, I learned a lot of the words to the Beyonce self-titled album as I was courting somebody, because I was like, oh, this is their love language, and I'm like, and I like music enough that I should not be this ignorant about Beyonce, and then it was a wrap. And I didn't even need that person anymore, because then I had Beyonce. Anyway, it's Monday. It's August 1st. We got to tell you what is trending. Over the weekend, kind of some sad news. We had a trifecta of passings. Pat Carroll, who you may know as the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid. I certainly do. Look, because I'm one of those poor, unfortunate souls. Nichelle Nichols, who played Uhura in Star Trek. Obviously, iconic TV performer. History. Yeah. And also I think she's part of one of the first black and white on-screen kisses, right?
Yes, that's what I mean, like actual TV history. She is the first like interracial televised.
That was the word I was looking for. I was like when it's not a white person. I don't know why you'll hear in tomorrow's episode. I think it's fucking October right now. So bear with me as I get through all those. And then also Bill Russell legendary basketball player for the Celtics, fantastic player and coach, also passed away. Very, very unfortunate. So rest in peace to them. Let's see, which is so funny. I'm like, basketball, Star Trek, and Little Mermaid. But very big things for, I think.
Those were all big, iconic pieces of entertainment.
Yeah. But how about some good news? The Mexican pizza is trending. Why? Well, guess the fuck what. We've been talking about how the return of the king, as far as what I call the Mexican pizza, came back recently. Wasn't sure if it's going to be permanent. Well, now we do have it on good authority that it will be on a permanent return this September. So shout out to all the cardiologists out there who will be trying to convince people to stop eating like that. But the way I look at it, I haven't had it in a long time. So yeah, maybe I can eat it for 3 straight months.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then relax a bit.
Thank God.
I don't know.
You know, you need a drunken food, and the Mexican pizza's back and has your back.
What's you have a favorite drunken food you eat?
Ooh, hard question. I feel like
name a handful of things.
No, I do have one.
Oh, you do have one
in particular.
Okay.
And it is very embarrassing. It is
Stouffer's frozen tuna noodle casserole. That's mine.
Not that gross.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm disgusting.
It is colloquially used to be known as, when I was in high school, the McGangbang, which is when you take a McChicken and a McDouble and you put them together.
Yep.
That is my drunk food. I always feel horrible after. Wait, but in the moment.
That is so wild that you go for. Like, that is just nailed on. You're like, today is McDonald's. Let's go to McDonald's.
Yes. Absolutely. Like, every time.
Get me double and take a sandwich.
He's like, I hate you and I hate this. This is the grossest thing I've ever seen you eat in my life. And I will eat the whole thing. And if I'm really hungry, I'll add on some nuggets.
There you go.
No fries.
There you go.
I don't need them.
Shout out to true Americans. You ever do the McSurf and Turf?
No,
that's
I'm too
afraid.
That's
a double quarter pounder with the fish filet.
Yeah, I know. I'm too afraid of the, filet.
Guess who's nasty enough for that? Look, if it's
you
fast
do love
food
the Subway
fish,
tuna, so
I love triple F, fast food fish. I think it's my Japanese-ness. I can't say no to fish, even if it's the most disrespectful version of it possible. I'm like, I don't know. Because you know why? My mom, went in the 80s, she didn't want me eating the McDonald's beef. So I could only eat filet of fish. Because in her mind, she's like, see, Japanese people live long because they eat fish. And beef didn't really come to like the Second World War. So why don't you get on that diet? And I'm like, this is deep fried shit. But man, when it used to come in the blue styrofoam box, I have such like nostalgic memories for that fucking thing. Because it was like different than everybody else when they had their meat-based sandwiches. Anyway.
Oh, I love that though. That is like endearing and comical, because it's just not how Simply America works.
No, not at all. But it, you know, that's where we find ourselves. And then next thing trending is Music Midtown. So Atlanta has this festival, the Music Midtown Festival, and it's been canceled for like the most fucked up Republican controlled reasons ever. Because of Georgia's gun laws, right? The festival said, we don't want weapons at the festival. We want to ban people from entering. Right. We want to bar people from entering a music festival with them things on them. But unfortunately, the courts have basically said they do not have the standing to supersede the law and enforce its own ban, because there's like other stuff where you don't even need a permit to like carry shit anymore. It's really fucked up. So a lot of people are looking at this and saying like, what the fuck is this? Like we're now looking at a situation with these gun laws, like in states like Georgia, where you can't even say, hey, to be safe, like, leave the fucking blammers at the door. Unfortunately,
well, and it's
not
so crazy that, like, it is so Republican that they can't just chill about it. You know, it's like some things, it's like, yeah, that's the law, but, like, we're going to do our thing. And, like, you know, we're going to respect you doing your thing for this event. But it's like the Republicans were like, no, we will bring our guns to this festival. So watch out. And it's like, good on the festival for canceling instead of just like, you know, caving. But damn, that's scary and sad, because it's like so many places, so many mass like concert events we have had major shootings at in the past. You know, I mean, we
absolutely
constantly have a rolling mass shooting population issue. But you know, I can think of like three or four that are like on the top list of like, these are in memoriams for like mass shootings in this country that are festivals, that are concerts.
Yeah, public safety is secondary to the fucking gum humping. Yeah, it's really wild. And it really shows you again, just like how just the many ways that these kinds of policies just like affect so many people. Cause dude, that's money to work an event. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The All-Star game was supposed to be in Georgia and it wasn't because of the politics. Like, whatever. This is our American normal. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back to talk about some good news. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. Spelman College, the historical black college, part of the HBCUs. They have a new admission. They've admitted a new student this fall. They will be welcoming none other than Angelina Jolie's daughter, Zahara.
Wow.
This is so wild to me on so many levels. I'm like, good on you for like, I'm sure I don't know how you were raised, but I'm sure being adopted, you have many questions about who you are and the cultures and communities that you're a part of. That you hopefully will find that. But also, I never felt more fucking old in my life.
Yeah, because we saw baby pictures of her and now she's in college.
What the fuck? this is so fucking wild to me.
That's how I feel about hearing about any of the Angelina Jolie kids or I should say the Bradgelina kids, because I distinctly remember, and I know I am younger than you, Miles, but I do remember that era of like when they adopted all of them.
This was all the aughts.
And I was young, but it was like very much part of cultural commentary. And now I'm like, oh, they're all like adults. Like they're all like coming of age, teenagers and adults, like starting their lives. That's crazy.
Fucking Shiloh, motherfucking Zahara. Maddox got a fucking receding hairline.
Yeah,
that's how old he is now. He's balder than me. How? What is going on with time? But I guess that makes sense. She was, it's wild because I remember when they adopted her, or I don't know if it was together, if they, you know, because everyone's saying like Angelina Jolie, not talking about Brad Pitt in this case.
Yeah.
Like I was just getting out of college.
And now she's going into college.
No, you're going in. I am, y'all are hearing someone who is not quite 40 yet, like just deal with the passage of time and in real time right now on a microphone, and it's fucking them up right now. I don't know what else to say.
I mean, I feel you. I went, you know, to my alma mater this weekend, and I was like, I feel old in this city. This city doesn't feel like it was when
I went. But you still look like you could be a narc. You know what I mean? You still look young enough that you could narc it up on a college campus. So just keep it, you know? I thought you were going to say, like, I was there and the keynote speaker was Northwest. I feel like Northwest is about to be in college or some shit, too. At this pace.
Every time I look at a picture of her, I'm like, oh, she's like a preteen. Like, that to me is shocking.
Blue Ivy is like 17 looking now. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
I'm like, they got their hair done, nails done, everything done. Like, they're like, you know, growing up.
Oh, they're fancy,
women.
Huh?
Yeah.
They're kid. It's just, again, the passage of time, something to behold. I don't know why. I'm like, Zahara's Jolie Pitt just got into Spelman. It feels like a, I don't know, like a Simpsons line where they're like predicting the future.
Yeah.
But it was like very accurate. But we would have been saying, making this joke like 15 years ago. Anyway, cool. Niamh is also trending. You may have seen this picture of like the line, which is like this emission free smart city. That Saudi Arabia is trying to build. A lot of like their recent stuff is sort of like revolving around this, like the line and like mega city project. But this thing looked like a big ass mirror laid on its side that is supposed to be ran solely on renewable energy. And if built according to plan, will measure 105 miles long.
Wow.
So check that out. I don't know.
Yeah, these photos are kind of jarring. They look very much like, what's the movie? Inception. You know? Remember when they
Yeah, because it is trippy to see like a reflective building just sort of like dumped in the middle of like a very like minimal looking landscape. Yeah. It's, I don't know. I mean, like a lot of the articles just like, I mean, yeah, like they're trying to say they're going to do a lot, but, you know, like most things in this world. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, and I just wonder when it comes to smart cities and, you know, the renewable energy and all those things, which is, like, obviously the direction we want to go. Like, every day we're talking something about climate change. I just wonder what they're doing to actually help the unhoused population. Like, those that, you know, for the privileged, right? Like, this is a utopia that excludes, you know, people who are in marginalized capacities and need help in totality. It's very like Uncanny Valley looking to me.
This looks like the like Elysium kind of shit, like, but on Earth. It's like, who will make it on the Mirror Blade building that it will save you from terrible climate change? I don't know. I'm not sure what MBS is like. Charitable givings streak is like, but I will bet money that this is not for broke boys, you know, only the ballers. Okay. But it looks like that kind of shit, like when I was a kid, like, whoa, sci-fi.
It does. It looks like sci-fi on Earth, which is also scary. It's like, oh, no.
We're already here. Sci-fi on Earth. The last thing that's trending, gotta check in with Elon Musk, just because his dad, Errol, went on some show and just started talking shit about his own son. Like, I'm starting to be like, oh, no wonder you're like this. So Errol Musk, he was asked, you know, just very simply, hey, like, you know, are you proud of your son, you know, for all his, you know, his businesses and his achievements and being like, you know, a billionaire? And he just straight up said no. And then he clarified, he goes, You know, we're a family that have been doing a lot of things for a long time. It's not as if we suddenly started doing something, which I like love that shit. Like where he's like, oh, so he forgot I was running an apartheid era fucking emerald mine that paid for all this shit. Okay. And now you want to talk about money? Okay. Okay. No, I'm not proud of him because he did not do that shit on his own. Like that is, I just love the fucking pettiness of being like, I resent my son for having the advantages I gave to him.
I literally made for him.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's a lot of rich people, I feel
like.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like so confusing. Like, I know a few people that it's like their parents still very much financially support them, but then talk down to them. And it's like,
yeah.
Well, you're not letting them be financially independent either. It's almost like a cuck that you have over them to be financially beholden. Like, they're like, it's like, oh, well, like, I'm just going to give them a job and I'm going to fund their lifestyle and I'm going to do this and that. But I'm going to be mad that they're like not doing X, Y, and Z. And it's
right.
Like, because also they feel like they have to make these decisions because you're paying for their life. Also, it's like this cycle that's like, I can't feel bad for you because like, wow, what it's like to grow up with money. But I can sympathize that your parents are also emotionally damaged in different ways.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, oh, shit, you fit in with like, you know, I grew up with a lot of kids who had like wealthy parents, but especially like if the dad was like super successful, it made for a weird situation for like the son.
Yeah.
And in that context, too, where like they are kind of being like, hey, you know, like I'll foot the bill for stuff. But then I'll be like, how come you're not doing all this stuff? It's like because you coddled this person to the point that you're like, my son's not going to work. And cut to now your son is an adult with no work ethic or like any concept of value. And in this case,
or whatever. Don't know how to be like, their own person because they are a shell of a person based on the decisions that you force them to make because you were paying for everything.
We're talking, and you know what? We're talking about other people. We're not talking about motherfucking Elon Musk.
No.
In this
Elon
instance,
Musk is crazy.
You deserve your dad, sir. He said also, then this man goes on to start body shaming his own son. He says, Elon is very well built. He is very, very strongly built, but he's been eating badly. I've been telling him to take a sort of supplement I saw, something called Garcinia Cambogia, that does a lot to bring your weight down. It certainly did mine. So are you hawking weird fucking diet shit now on your interview?
It sounds like a narcissist to me. Bred narcissist. That is crazy. And then the second half of that quote, he states that owning an entire fleet of luxury cars, he doesn't own a single Tesla. That is some dark shit.
That's letting you know. He's like, that's not a luxury car. That's a toy y'all got. You have to plug it in. What is it? A PlayStation? No. I will get in my Maybach and fucking be gone and throw deuces at the peasants. But yeah, wow. A guy who will never be good enough for dad is fucking in the driver's seat of billions of dollars. That'll go well.
Oh, yeah, dad, you gonna fuck? Wait till I own Twitter.
No. No, fool. Just give your money away if you want to piss
for
your
real?
Dad off. If you really want to fuck.
You're never gonna be enough.
Yeah. If you really want to piss your dad off, maybe you need to be a class trader, homie. You know what I mean? Think about that. Hop on in, bro. Although I'm low key, if you did, we would still clown your ass till the end. We're not gonna forget all that.
Because the damage
has
been done, you know.
Damage has been done, but the thing is, at least you will be on the protected scrolls.
Yes.
You know that's the one thing, but you will.
We
get
can't blamed. Eat the rich if you're not rich.
Exactly. We'll be like, oh no, not you. You're broke now. Well, where's your dad at? All right. Well, thanks so much, Becca, for joining me. Also, we'll have an update from you from your teacher, just to let you know. Just a quick update, Zeit Gang. You came through and fulfilled everything on that list. I'm retweeting some stuff and I'm going to try and find a way to keep potentially, because a few of you have reached out with your own wish list. Look at my Twitter or Daily Zeitgeist Twitter. I'm going to keep retweeting those things. And we'll try and, I don't know, I feel like there's a way to make this more organized.
Absolutely. Because, I want to say personally, thank you so much for y'all. Zeit Gang is incredible. I literally was speechless when Miss Ortega texted me about everything. She wants to give a formal thank you, so look out for that on our socials this coming week. Thank you so much. It means the world to me. It meant the world to her to get those bookshelves. So whoever did that, thank you so much. It's crazy an English teacher doesn't have bookshelf for her books for her classroom. So you really made a huge difference in a teacher's life, and I and her could not thank you enough. So thank you.
Yeah. Oh, See, on a positive note, ignore that toxic daddy stuff we were just
eat the rich about. And do a nice thing for a teacher today.
Yeah, for real. Please do. Because, like I said, chances are we owe a lot to a teacher. I know I fucking owe pretty much everything, you know, outside of my family. But teachers played such a pivotal role. Look, I know my mom listens. She'll be something like, oh, so like, I did nothing.
Excuse me?
So your teachers taught you Japanese? So you could read and write Japanese because your teachers? Or not? Or because? Okay, just making sure. All right, anyway, thanks so much for listening, y'all. We will be back tomorrow with a whole new episode. Until then, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Get the mask. Get the vaccine. And when I say get the mask, I mean the mask from the movie The Mask. So you can be like Stanley Ipkiss and cause a scene in New York City. And also, yeah, take care of yourself. And please don't do anything. Don't do nothing in the face of white supremacy or homophobia, misogyny, transphobia, nothing like that. Because we pretty much need to live in a world where we fuck with everybody. And that actually will create the biggest team on earth. See, when you start saying, I only fuck with people that do this, this, and this, then your team is this big. But if you say, I fuck with everybody if they're just trying to, you know, live happy, now you got a squad. Okay. Until then, we'll talk to you then. I always say that shit. All right. Bye.
Bye.
'Cause gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.